Nolte, Woke Fail, In the Heights crashes to sixth place at box office in week two. By John Nolte on June 20, 2021. In its second weekend, the Woke It Art-a-thon called In the Heights dived to a dismal sixth place at the box office, which confirms its status as a historic bomb. So, surprise, surprise, the so-called experts were wrong again. After the experts predicted In the Heights would open anywhere between $20 and $50 million last week, Lin-Manuel Miranda's musical celebration of skin color bombed like every other piece of woke crap before it, with a dismal $11 million opening. But desperate to hold on to their experting credentials. The experts told us that the millions and millions of In the Heights fans must have stayed home to watch woke talking points set to songs no one's familiar with on HBO Max. But then we were all knocked over with a feather upon learning that even though tens of millions could watch it for free on HBO Max, the 145-minute movie with no stars and no story bombed there, as well. Then the experts hit us with the legs narrative. Those who've gone to see A Celebration of Culture so forced it feels oppressive love it. The experts told us, so this sucker will have legs. Word of mouth will make it this summer's sleeper hit. They said. Except. No. In the Heights not only failed to launch a second weekend comeback, but it also collapsed 62% and crash-landed into sixth place with a three-day gross of just, lol, $4.5 million. After 10 days, Dance, Song, and Woke It Art Talking Points sits at a disastrous $19.2 million, which means it will be lucky to squeak over $30 million, which means it won't even come close to recouping its $55 million production budget and a marketing budget that probably fell somewhere between $20 and $30 million. How awful is this? Well, while In the Heights swan dived in its second weekend with just $4.5 million, it lost to three titles in their third and fourth weekends. In their fourth week, A Quiet Place Part 2 grossed $9 million, bringing its total to $125 million, and Cruella, which is a bit of a bomb itself, grossed $5.1 million, total, $65 million. In its third week, The Conjuring 3 grossed $5 million, total, $54 million. Oh, and with its 3,509 theaters, In the Heights is currently playing on anywhere from 160 to 400 more screens than the five titles that beat it this weekend, including newcomer The Hitman's Bodyguard's Wife, aka the sequel No One Asked For, which opened to $15 million on 3,331 screens. People can blame the pandemic all they want, but how do they explain A Quiet Place 2's box office success? $125 million after 4 weeks, which is pacing fairly close to Part 1, $148 million after 4 weeks. The pandemic isn't what's keeping people away. The success of A Quiet Place 2 proves that people will come out to see movies that appeal to them. It is really something, especially after the failure of Wonder Woman 1984, Birds of Prey, Charlie's Angels, Ghostbusters 3, Terminator, Dark Fate, Men in Black 4, and the glaring underperformance of the later Star Wars movies, that Hollywood continues to flush hundreds of millions of dollars down the toilet with one woke catastrophe after another. In a way, it reminds me of the aughts when Hollywood produced some 30 anti-war on terror movies, and every single one of them, without exception, was humiliated at the box office. What's happening today is even worse. At the very least, most of those anti-war flicks were low to mid-budget dramas. Today's woke-tard catastrophes are not only big-budget tentpoles, they're vital franchises. Basically, these woke suicide runs are killing the golden geese, brands that reliably produce box office hits. The general public hates woke so much the Star Wars film franchise has been damaged, probably beyond repair. What had been a reliable box office phenomenon, one that even survived those stillborn prequels, is now just one more tentpole. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.